You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with WGBH Radio in Boston.
For the past few weeks here on The Takeaway, we've been looking 50 years into the future, bringing you little visions of the year 2067 from across the world of science fiction. Today, we hear from Alaya Don Johnson. She's a speculative fiction author based in Mexico City. Alaya thinks a lot about massive wealth inequality in the world today. In 50 years, she says, this could go one of two ways. Wealthy nations get even richer, or the exploited peoples of the world use technology to band together and fight back.
You know, it's not new, but it's something that I think technology and the internet and certain social forces have made much stronger and powerful force recently, which is social justice movements and movements for increased autonomy of marginalized groups. That is something that I think that connectivity can begin to combat. And I can see how that might be enough in the context of other sort of global changes, because, of course, the reason that that sort of increased concentration of wealth has been able to take place is because of resource exploitation. Privatization is because of economic and environmental factors that aren't sustainable. And so at some point, something is going to have to break. So when it does, will that rupture be enough of a space for a different vision of how we can live to take hold and for that to be our future? Right now, I live in Mexico City, and Mexico has recently had one of the most successful indigenous movements of modern times with the Zapatistas, or the EZLN, which has very explicitly advocated for autonomy. Of course, the other side of this is that the Mexican government has cracked down on the EZLN, and that state violence in service of capitalist interests is very much something that, you know, in this hopeful vision of the future, I'm imagining is something that will be a inevitable reality. And that violence absolutely works to repress and to silence these movements. So when I'm imagining kind of what the future might look like, I mean, I can see it reaching a level of, you know, war. I definitely think we are headed to some kind of a tipping point. I think there's just too many stressors and too much conflict, and more than conflict, too much resource exploitation. I mean, it is literally impossible to continue in the direction that we're going without some kind of correction. A future that we want to live in must be a more open, multicultural, as I say, but plural future. I think that if we're going to get out of this, you know, if our future really will be something better than our present, and it won't kind of fall into these holes that I, and I think a lot of other people, see as real dangers in the future, I think that it will be necessary to not look for one person, but to imagine many, many, many people with different voices and different ideas being able to exist in the same space.
That was speculative fiction writer Alaya Don Johnson. Her most recent book is called Love is the Drug. You can check out the whole 2067 series on our website at thetakeaway.org/2067.
The Takeaway is supported by Amazon Studios and Roadside Attractions, presenting Wonderstruck from director Todd Haynes, starring Julianne Moore and Michelle Williams. Now playing select cities, everywhere November 10th.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.